You couldn't possibly be talking about me. I didn't do anything wrong. That's how I've always done it. Before you let these thoughts travel through your mind and past your lips, put the brakes on becoming defensive. Do you struggle with this? I know I do. Maybe you've even had someone say to you mid-argument, "Stop being so defensive." Ugh, I hate it when that happens. The only thing worse than being defensive is being told you are defensive. I believe most of us do it because we are trying to protect ourselves. I mean, that is what being defensive is all about, right? However, it's not overly helpful to be defensive in an argument, as it communicates to the other person that he or she is 100% at fault and you are 100% perfection. The pitch challenge today: even if you don't believe you are at fault, try to avoid becoming defensive in an argument and instead really listen to what the person is saying. I find that most of the time it takes time for an upset person to articulate feelings, and usually a heated conversation is not really rehearsed in advance. So give space for that person to articulate fully what's creating the upset. If you sit back and listen, many times you'll discover that it's not even about you, and you don't need to waste your breath to make a case for yourself.